Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
From family barbecues to rainy days, your home is where family memories are made. Let Tri-Peaks Air help keep it at just the right temperature. With energy-efficient solutions like the Carrier Infinity heat pump, you'll get reliable heating and cooling for every season, because comfort matters. Especially when it comes to your family. Save big with incentives and rebates for a limited time. Contact Tri-Peaks today at TriPeaksAir.com. Tri-Peaks Air and Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Trapped in a steel cage with the relentless Rampager, Draven and Gale face their deadliest trial yet. Sparks fly, literally, as the monstrous beast charges its electrified horns, crackling with raw power. With no escape in sight and the odds stacked high against them, the pair must end fast, or they'll become the latest casualties of Gorzon's twisted spectacle.
Man, that beast does not look amused.
Yeah, he has the same look Eve has when she's annoyed at me.
It makes the Voigtfang look like a fun pet.
As mentioned before, the Rampager is not only extremely powerful, he can also generate electrical shocks with his horns.
As if nature found he wasn't already deadly enough as is.
This is bad. Keep your eyes on him until we find an opening.
I'd better find an opening in this cage.
Watch out, he's storming straight ahead.
Oh, dazed by a million volts. At least it is quick and relatively painless, I think.
Now that's the Rampager's force on full display. And this one has had a nice long time to charge up for this fight.
Look, he got roasted instantly.
I bet it smells like barbecue.
The Rampager bellows again, pawing at the ground, its electrical horns sparking dangerously.
Actually, yeah, it does smell like barbecue. It reminds me of my mother's food when I was little. She
used now, Gale, to make... We're next on the menu if you don't figure out a plan soon.
Okay, what do we do now? Big, angry, electrified call from hell? How do we deal with that?
Contestants seems to be conferring. Maybe they think talking will stop the Rampager. Brilliant strategy.
I swear if we survive this, I'm finding that announcer and...
Okay, look. The horns are the main problem, right? If you can short them out and overload them, maybe that would neutralize it. Or at least buy us some time.
Short them out? Perhaps, but with what?
That stun rod over there. If you can jam it between the base of its horns, it might fry circuits.
You want me to jab a giant electrified bow with a stick?
Do you have a better idea?
Fine. You distract him, I'll grab the rod.
Oh, great. I'll just wave my arms and say, hey, over here, big Sparky.
Exactly. Just don't die.
The Rampager lets out another roar, its horns glowing brighter as it charges at them.
Hey, you overgrown lightning battery! Your mother was a generator and your dad was a spark plug! Over here!
Agitated, the Rampager pivots, targeting Gale with laser focus.
Excellent. You have his full attention now.
Gale scrambles around the cage, narrowly avoiding the beast's stomping hooves. Meanwhile, Draven dives for the stun rod, rolling just in time to avoid a stray electrical zap.
Got it. Now what?
Now you poke the angry lightning cow right here!
Right there isn't as easy as it sounds.
The Rampager charges again, this time skidding to a halt as it corners Gale against the cage.
What I said earlier about your parents, it was a compliment?
Hang on!
Draven charges forward, using the rod to connect the tip of the Rampager's horns. Electric crackling fills the air. The Rampager rears back, its horns sparkling wildly before one fizzles out entirely. It lets out a pained bellow and stumbles lightly.
Ingenious! They managed to stun the Rampager! But that won't be enough.
Unbelievable! The contestants have managed to stun the Rampager. But will it be enough?
Okay, that actually worked! What's next?
Next? I thought this would do the trick. At least he seems to be unable to generate any more electricity for now.
The Rampager shakes off its disorientation, glaring at them with renewed fury. The cage suddenly feels much smaller.
So, about that cage opening idea?
Now the Rampager is going to take things seriously.
Back at the ship, the door hisses open, releasing Geeve and her loyal companion, Tuto, into the eerie silence of the planet's surface. What begins as a simple night walk quickly takes a sinister turn, as the calm is shattered by a peculiar natural phenomenon.
They tell Nick, any message from Draven and Gale?
Negative. They must still be in the middle of the trial.
All right, I'm sure they're fine. Keep me informed if you hear anything from them.
Affirmative. I will go in standby mode, but keep my comms open.
Okay, Toto, one last walk, but after that, I really am going to sleep. Make it quick. What? Is this bush not to your liking? Why are you so agitated, Toto?
Suddenly, a few raindrops fall from the sky, but there is something unusual about the rain.
What's this? This rain is... acidic? Toto, hurry. This is not normal rain. If you stay here too long, we will get burned. Oof. We're back to safety. That was an unpleasant surprise. Are you okay, Toto? I had no idea there were acid rainstorms here as well. This could become problematic. Let me see if I can come up with something to counter it. Alright, Toto. Let's see what we got here in the lab. Let's get to work.
Eve begins rummaging through the ship's lab, a mix of frustration and determination on her face. Her hands move quickly, gathering vials and compounds as Toto watches curiously, tilting his head.
Acid rainstorms? Who even designs a planet like this? I know, it's ridiculous. But if there's one thing I hate, it's being caught unprepared. Neutralizing agents, reactive polymers, maybe some hydrophobic coating. If I can create something that bonds to the skin or clothing as a protective layer, we'll be safe from the worst of it. No, Toto, this isn't food. Don't even think about it. Okay, let's test this. If my calculations are right, this compound should neutralize the acidity on contact.
After a few beats in the lab, Eve has a breakthrough and tests out her concoction on a piece of organic matter. The liquid fizzes and hisses. Its reaction stops quickly, leaving the plant unharmed.
Perfect. Now I just need to field test this outside to be completely sure. Oh, you're volunteering, huh? Alright, I'll coat you fur with this gel. You're already too curious for your own good anyway. Relax, it's not a bath. Now, let's head outside and carefully approach the acidic rain. Okay, Toto, just put your tail outside and let's see what gives.
The mist-like rain pours onto Toto's tail, his fur gleaming with the protective coating. To Geeve's relief, the rain slides off harmlessly, leaving no trace of damage.
Ha! Huh, it works! Good boy, Toto. You're officially my lab assistant now. Alright, next step, scale this up for the rest of the crew. Maybe a spray-on shield or even some acidic-resistant cloaks. But at least this way, we won't end up like fried noodles during the next storm.
With her new creation in hand, Eve coats herself as well and strides confidently outside to finish Toto's walk.
Umbrellas! Buy a rain-resistant umbrellas! Best quality in town!
Are you kidding me? You mean I spent so long in a lab for this?
Special acid-proof design. Only 50 seashells.
Ugh. Next time, Toto, remind me to check the local market before I reinvent the wheel.
Oh, and a free tote bag with every purchase.
Just take my seashells and give me one.
Umbrellas, buy my umbrellas.
Underwhelmed, he returns from the walk but notices a message on her tablet.
A flagged message from my home planet? Let me see. It's from Dad.
Evangeline, it's your father. I didn't want to send this, but your little sister's condition has worsened. The medics here have tried everything, but nothing is working. It's the acarinia, Eve. It keeps spreading, and its mutation, it's accelerating, and it's too much for her body to handle. We don't have much time. If there's any way you can find a solution, anything, and not a sample, research, a cure, I beg you, my daughter, we need you. Your sister needs you. She's strong, but I'm afraid this fight might be too much for her without help. You've always been the one to push boundaries, to discover the impossible. Don't let us lose her, not like this. I'll try to keep her stable until we hear from you. Stay safe, my little seafarer. We're counting on you.
Oh no, I had no idea it got that bad. I guess the linear quality I used in the last package I transferred was not up to par. But I know inside the system there is quality linear in. There must be. I will find a cure for my people. Soon.
The lively hum of the bar serves as a backdrop for the crew's tipsy banter. The laughter blending with the clinking of glasses and the murmurs of the other patrons. Amid the lighthearted chaos, the table is a whirlwind of exaggerated gestures, wild theories, and questionable culinary pride.
And that's why, Millie, I'm telling you, a robot cannot be a chef. They do not have taste buds. It's science.
What? That's ridiculous. Robots do not need taste buds. They have sensors, you know. They probably cook better than you.
Better than me? Blasphemy. My spaghetti au camembert is a masterpiece. Ask Nero.
Your spaghetti isn't bad, but the sauce consistency? Inconsistent.
Betrayal! And you, Millie. Just because you're new here doesn't mean you get to attack my cooking skills. What is your specialty, huh? Adding excrements to otherwise tasty cocktails?
Better than your specialty, which is accidentally venting the ship's kitchen into space every other week, I've heard.
That only happened twice. And one of those times, the autosail system lied to me.
Autosail systems don't lie, Thomas.
Yes, they do. They said, all compartments secured. But when I opened the oven, whoosh, goodbye lasagna.
Sure, blame the system. Next, you say that gravity regulators also sabotage your souffle.
Well, they did. One moment, perfectly puffed. And the next, thwomp, flattened like a neutron star landing on a black hole.
Gravity betrayal, classic.
I see you've both uncovered the great conspiracy of insubordinate starship systems. Shall we file a report with the intergalactic kitchen authorities?
Yes, to justice. And to getting even with that gravity regulator someday.
To flattened souffles.
I wonder how the trials are progressing.
You worry too much. No matter what they throw at our captain, I'm sure he'll be all right. We've seen plenty on our missions in the past.
I know he's a skilled gunslinger, but still, they don't play fair. I hope leaving them behind was not a mistake.
I heard of these trials. We sometimes had to send the clan fighter on Corzin's Dement. I never saw them back afterwards.
Don't worry, Minnie. We'll end this era of terror once and for all.
Okay, we better drop the subject now, before anyone hears us anyway.
Amid the bar's clamor, the group's laughter softened as a sharply dressed man strolled past their table. His tailored suit, polished shoes, and composed gait stood out against the rawdiness of the crowd. Slumping just briefly, He turned to them with a faint, knowing smile.
Members of the Black Pulse, huh? Didn't expect to see you here so soon.
Who's asking? And more importantly, are you buying the next round?
Oh? Do you guys know him?
Judging by the description in our mission report, you must be Jake?
Let's not throw names around, friends. I prefer to keep things discreet.
And yet, you're the one walking up to us in the middle of a crowded bar, friend.
Touché. Now, I'm just passing through, though. Saw you here, and I figured you might want to know there is a bounty on your heads.
A bounty? But what for?
Something about a stolen truck. But if you're interested into the details, I suggest we talk privately.
A stolen truck? I think I'm starting to understand.
I was going to tell you guys, I swear, it was an act of impulse.
Jake suddenly gestured toward the VIP section of the bar, a dimly lit alcove guarded by an imposing bouncer.
This guy screams shady. Are you sure we can trust him?
Not yet, but he probably has useful information about that bounty.
I'll be in my usual spot when you're ready to discuss the situation. And for the record, I don't need to scream, Shady. It's all in the subtlety.
With that, Jake and his bodyguard disappeared into the VIP lounge, leading the group in thoughtful silence.
So I guess my impulsive decisions have consequences now. It was a golden opportunity to get the ship parts we needed. Crimes happen here all the time. I didn't think it would be a big deal.
Well, there's pretty much one rule even we, the Nefrati, know about. And we do not go against it. We do not go against Korzen and his crew. Much less steal from him.
We can't ignore this. A bounty will draw every lowlife in the city straight to us.
As they deliberated, the bar's energy shifted suddenly. A figure cloaked in shadows entered, slipping unnoticed into the crowd. Shade, formerly their crewmate Rose, was scanning the room, lingering on Jake's path to the VIP lounge.
What's the plan then?
We'll talk to him, get what we can, but stay alert. Something about this feels a bit off.
Unbeknownst to the group, Shade's gloved hand brushed against the hilt of her blade as she moved closer to the VIP section, a target already in sight. Back in the arena, the Rampager roars again, shaking the cage with its sheer power. Draven and Gale exchange a worried glance as the beast recovers its composure, pawing the ground with feral intensity.
The Rampager shakes it off. Folks, it looks like that stunning move only made it angrier. And now, it's eyeing the cornered contestants like they're tonight's main course.
Stunned isn't the same as defeated, is it?
No, but now he's spark-free. Making him mad is just part of the process, I think.
Ha! They think they've turned the tide. But the Rampager's just warming up. Let's see how long they can dance before it crushes them with brute force.
Suddenly, another contestant with darting pies steps closer to the action. His pupils glow unnaturally red, and his muscles ripple with the enhanced strength.
Hey, is it just me, or does that guy look not okay?
I recognize those signs. The guy took red dust. A foolish move.
The man lets out a guttural roar and charges at the Rampager. His movements erratic, but impossibly fast. In one leap, he slams a fist into the beast's neck, sending it skidding a few feet.
Ah, the red dust frenzy. A desperate gamble for power. But it always burns out. Let's enjoy the show while it lasts.
The Rampager retaliates, swinging its horn's head like a battering ram. The frenzied man narrowly dodges but lands awkwardly, losing momentum. Draven seizes the moment, stepping forward with a rod.
Okay, Gale, cover me.
What? No! The thing's barely holding together and you're almost—
Rawr!
But Draven doesn't wait. He charges towards the Rampager, aiming to deliver a second stun.
Whoa-ho-ho-ho-ho! Bold move there, Captain. Let's see how that works out for you.
Just as the rod connects again, The Ravager trashes violently, catching Raymond with a brutal swipe of its horns. He's thrown against the cage wall with a sickening thud. The rod clatters into the ground.
Captain!
Draymond slumps to the ground, barely conscious. Gil rushes to his side, shaking him frantically.
Hey, stay with me. Don't you dare check out now.
This looks to be their end. How disappointing. Prepare to pull the lever once more to finish this.
The Rampager, emboldened, turns his attention to Gil. Its sparkling horns glow faintly, a dangerous remnant of its electric fury.
The Rampager is back on its feet, and the odds are looking worse for the Black Post duo.
Gale's breathing grows erratic as he glances from Draymond to the beast. His hands tremble, his veins pulse.
You want to fight? Fine, but don't you dare to touch my friend.
With a guttural swell, Gale's form begins to shift. His muscles bulge, his eyes flash golden, and his claws extend into razor-sharp blades.
Oh, now it's getting interesting again. A new Skeldron doesn't just roll over and give up when it gets tough. Hold off with the gravity change. I want to see how this plays out.
Angered from seeing Draymond knocked out and vulnerable, Gale turns into the beast form and charges at the Rampager at feral speed, dodging its strikes with impossible agility. He lunges, sinking his claws deep into the creature's flank, drawing a guttural roar of pain.
Take this!
Incredible! The tables have turned. Can this new beast form carry him to victory?
The Rampager swings wildly, but Gil is relentless. His movements precise and merciless. He rolls his golden eye locked on the beast.
Let's see how far this beast boy is willing to go.
And that's for knocking out my captain.
As Gil delivers a devastating blow, the Rampager stumbles, its final sparks fizzling out. It collapses with a thunderous crash, its walls fading into silence.
Unbelievable. The Rampager has been knocked out, but at what cost?
Gale, still in his beast form, kneels beside Draven. His claws retracting as his breathing slows.
Hang in there, buddy. We're not done yet.
Impressive. But if only cleared the second hurdle, they won't last long in the last fight in their current state. I will, however, allow a small medical break to keep it interesting.
I just got word from our merciful leader. A quick recess will take place to patch up the remaining participants before starting the final fight.
The crowd roars as medics rush into the cage to give the Black Pulse contestants a fighting chance in their final battle.
This medical break is brought to you by Stellar Shield Insurance, because your next adrenaline-fueled disaster is just a claim away. Don't fight the Rampager without it.
Bruised, battered, and barely standing, the Black Pulse crew has defied the odds once again, surviving the Rampager's fury. But with one final fight looming, their chances grow slimmer with every passing moment. The crowd may cheer, but the question remains, how much more can they endure?
Okay, I suggest you finish our glass and pay this Jake person a visit.
Okay then, but one last joke for the road. Why did the astronaut break up with his girlfriend?
Why? Tell me.
Because he needed space.
Oh, I hate how I found it funny.
Clearly, she was light years out of his league. Truly groundbreaking humor, Thomas.
We'll be right back.
live on DAZN Worldwide. May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Mountain Air Comfort Systems provide the quiet and energy-efficient comfort you can depend on with a range of innovative cooling solutions like the Carrier Infinity Heat Pump that delivers premium home heating and cooling performance. Learn more at mountainairmobile.com. You make it a home. Let Mountain Air Comfort Systems make it more comfortable. Rebates, incentives, and financing are available for a limited time. Mountain Air Comfort Systems and Carrier. Turn to the experts.